And then what we did is we put together a whole new format so that when the race is over, the fan knows exactly who the winner is. They don't have to do Moto 1 and Moto 2, you know, that kind of a thing. And very first thing you do is we do a hot lap. A hot lap is a time lap. Okay. You were just going to run you out there, and it's intervals, and you make one lap, and you get time. Now, that time stays with you throughout the whole event. So six racers, four heats. So you're going to be placed in there according to your time. So you're not going to be in there with all the fastest guys. So you're going to have the top four fast guys will definitely be in all different heats. So then what happens, we're going to take the top three. Okay, so now if you're in the bottom three of all them, you're out. You're done. Yeah, we're going to have probably what we call a B main or preliminary main that we'll put them in and they can run it, but they're not advancing on. So then what happens is you got you're down to 12 racers once that happens, and then you're in round two, and I call that the magic 12. So that is an inverted qualifying heat. Now, let me explain that. So people were complaining, well, if I'm going to get the whole shot and I got the fastest time, I'm going to pick the whole shot and I'm just going to get the whole shot all the way till the end. And we see it all the time in the two moto racing, right? So here's what happens. So you're going to get, it's an 8-lap race. So you're going to go up on the line, okay, in the inverted qualifier. And you're gonna be able to pick where you want to go,
okay,
from your time. All right. So you're in this, and you go. But here's what happens: it's gonna go 4 laps. Checkered flag comes up. Everybody goes directly back to the line. So you don't take off your helmet. You don't get sit down. You can try and drink water. But as soon as the track is cleared, which the race director, once it's cleared, it's 2 minutes start. Back on the line, okay, then it inverts. So if on the first half, okay, say the first half you were in the pole position, the second half you got sixth on the pole, and then you go another 4, okay, and then what happens is that works like a two motor system, and it's pretty quick right there. You know, say you got a 6 and a 1, that's 7, and that's going to tell you where you go in the main event. So you got a battle. You're not going to. So I asked Bobby Cardone on the show. I go, so Bobby, like, you're going in the inverted qualifier, right? What position are you going to pick? And he was like, I don't know. Say you pick 6. You know, then that second half, you got a pole position, right? And you know, the second half breaks a tie.